Florida is on track to execute its first inmate since a flawed and controversial execution in Oklahoma in April. That state's execution raised questions about the process of lethal injection as a means of capital punishment. Reporter Wilson Sayre has details.
There's been an unusual 7 weeks lull in executions throughout the country after the botched Oklahoma execution led to an inmate's heart attack. Missouri, South Carolina, and Ohio have all postponed executions, but Florida has maintained its schedule. 63-year-old John Henry will be executed at the Florida State Prison in Stark. Henry is convicted of stabbing his estranged wife and her son to death in 1985. Henry's lawyers tried to make the case that the man on death row was not mentally stable. They claimed that Henry wasn't able to understand the nature and effect of the death penalty. His appeal for a stay was denied. In a recent move, the Florida Supreme Court ruled to allow for a faster process from sentencing to the actual execution. There are 398 people currently on death row. The longest has been awaiting his sentence for 39 years. Henry was there for 23. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
Prison officials say the execution of John Henry is scheduled for 6 p.m. this evening. Yesterday, Missouri and Georgia became the first states to put inmates to death since Oklahoma's botched execution in April. Witnesses say that those lethal injection executions yesterday seem to have no noticeable complications. Meanwhile, a group of Florida attorneys say that lawyers are having a hard time making ends meet, so they want the Florida Supreme Court to raise the Florida Bar's annual membership fees. That's so the money can go to the Florida Bar Foundation, which funds legal aid for the poor. This is the fourth straight year that Governor Rick Scott has vetoed money that the legislature allocated for legal aid services. That would have been their first increase since 2001. Legal Services of North Florida Executive Director Chris Knabb says the program helps take the burden off other social services.
If you can't solve a problem through civil legal assistance, oftentimes it escalates into a criminal matter, and then you're putting law enforcement people at risk of harm. You're putting more on the jails and the criminal justice system and the courts.
The group of lawyers filed their petition on Monday with the high court seeking to hike the bar membership fees. In 2012, legal aid attorneys handled almost 90,000 cases. More than half dealt with family issues such as divorce or child custody, and housing cases such as foreclosure. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.